Look at my little captain flashing as I grab a gun. Did you miss me that much? Or are we just being a brat today? Aw, poor baby. Banging your little fist like they'd actually change anything. You've been at it the whole time I was gone, haven't you? Pitiful. Cute, but pitiful. Alright, since you're clearly not learning the easy way, time for a little punishment. Come here. Legs across mine. That's right. You know what's coming, don't you? You wanna act like a brat? Then I'll treat you like one. Count them out loud. 1 2 No, don't squirm away. You're staying right here. 4 5 6 There we go. Cry all you want. Tears don't change anything. I told you this was your life now. I warned you. Every time you're sus to me, you make it worse. Do you really think you're strong? You can't even get out of a crap. You belong to me. This. You will break eventually, whether gently or like this. Look at those tears. Finally figuring it out, are you? So mouthy. Remember that? Back when I was just your boy. Now look at you. Crying in my lap. Like a helpless baby. I think it's time to have a little fun. Look at you, floating like a little balloon. Careful now, it's a long way down. Oh, does someone not like heights? You didn't seem this scared when you were kicking your crib like a wild thing. What's the matter, baby? Don't trust mommy's powers? Or is it mistress now, Beg all you want. You're not coming down until I say you come down. Oh, that shiver. It's cute. So, so cute. Okay, fine. Fine. Come here. You really are scared of me, aren't you? Good. You should be. That fear. That trembling in your spine. That's what obedience is born from. Oh, poor baby, shaking like a leaf. I could stop now. But you know what? I don't think you've done mercy yet. Take up time. I think this one's extra sensitive. Listen to that laugh. You hate it so much. But I can feel you twitching. Isn't this better than throwing tantrums? You don't even know where to squirm, huh? You're just a helpless little toy now. Okay. Shh, it's okay. Okay, that's enough. Breathe, little one. I've got you. Now you're soft and sweet and mine again. I don't want to hurt you, even though I clearly can and enjoy it. Do you make me do that? So sweet. So good. What about the boss? Such a pretty pet. Such a soft little thing. Time to get you ready for bed. Let's see what what tonight's IB outfit should be. Oh, dinosaurs? Tempting. Bunnies? Way too innocent. This one. Cartoon kittens with little rattles and the words cuddle me across the chest. Yes, that's the one. Come on, arms up. Let's get you in your special sleepy clothes. Look at you, practically edible, so small, so easy to hold. You know, I could just carry you everywhere like this. All right, back into your cozy little prison. Snug as a bug, locking tight. Now, what shall we read tonight? A little breath. Cried and cried, and then gave in. Oh, you're hiding shame now, too. How precious. And the brat said, I don't belong here. But the cruel queen just smiled. You see, sounds familiar yet, darling? And when the brat finally gave in, he was tucked into warm arms, kissed gently, and told he was good. And so, the little brat lay in his crib, cheeks wet with tears, body trembling from all the fussing and fighting he'd done that day. But even with his arms folded and lips pouting, he couldn't stop himself from thinking about how nice it had felt being held. He was good. Still, a tiny voice inside him kept whispering, I'm not supposed to like this, am I? Cruel queen who had once been his worst tormentor noticed the brat's thoughts immediately, as the queen always knew. She always knew everything. She leaned down, brushing the hair out of the brat's eyes and said, You're thinking again, silly little thing. You don't need to think anymore. That's why I'm here. I do all the thinking for you. All you have to do, the queen continued, tucking the brat in tighter, mine. cat sniffed. Lips trembling. He didn't want to admit it, but he liked being small. He liked when the queen stroked his hair and wiped his tears. Even when the day had started with punishments and crying. Cause deep down, he wanted to belong. He just didn't know how to say it yet. Sounds like someone I know. Soda Bag closed his eyes, and for the first time, he didn't plan his escape. He didn't kick. He didn't scream. He just listened. Listened to the sound of the queen's heartbeat as he lay against her chest. Listened to her lullabies. Listen to the words he kept hearing again and again. You're mine. You belong to me. You're safe now. And for once, those words didn't scare him. They soothed him. Because if he belonged to the queen, then maybe he'd never have to make a single decision again. Never have to be strong, and never have to fight. Just obey, and be cherished for it. The end. Or maybe just the beginning. You don't have to fight anymore, sweetheart. Just like the bat and the buck. All your assistance does is tire you out. But if you give in, I give you everything. Warmth, safety, love, and control. I want you sweet, quiet, obedient. If you let go, I'll take care of everything. Good night, little one. Maybe tomorrow you'll say, I'm yours first. And when you do, I'll kiss your forehead.